CBS High on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Merrick Kissel, Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, who's just returned from Europe, a moment in London. However, there is more trouble than just in London. And I call upon Mary as Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, but as a former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. Leadership. I learn again and again from reading about the Second War. Leadership determines outcomes. It is critical to have confidence and clarity from leaders. Right now, a partial list. Mario Draghi is departing Rome. He wants out of the prime ministership. In London, Boris Johnson has already stepped away. The contest is underway for a new prime minister. In Paris, Emmanuel Macron, re-elected, is now compromised by the legislative elections that give authority and much leeway to Marie Le Pen and other voices that are not unsympathetic to Moscow. In Berlin, I can't summarize. Olaf Scholz is always a coalition leader, but the Greens want several things at once. Turn off the nuclear energy plants. We permit the coal-fired generating plants. However, when is renewable going to catch up? And Scholz has to deal with a recession. That's enough, Mary. We have a complete crisis of leadership in Europe, and the European conflict with Russia is extant. 71 days till October 1st. I've counted, Mary, when it gets cold, but they already can't handle it because Gazprom is shut down for X number of days. We don't know if they'll turn back on. Is there a measure, your measure now, of Europe having just returned from there? Let's start with London. Does London see its way out with a new leader in the premiership?
I think this is not just a crisis of leadership, John. It's a crisis of ideas. Part of the reason you're having a leadership battle in Britain is because Boris Johnson completely departed from the conservative principles that helped make Britain propel it to become the world's fifth largest economy. In effect, he bought Labour votes by taxing, in other words, taking money from the British people and using it to buy the allegiance of voters in primarily Labour districts. And so now, you know, the election is between Rishi Sunak, the former chancellor, who could very easily run as a centre-left Labourite, who would be a continuation of Boris Johnson and would likely lead the party into an election defeat and usher in a Labour government that would send the economy sideways for another decade, just after John Major. Or, on the other hand, they could try to return to sound governance and to proven ideas, and that would be under somebody like Liz Truss. Right now, they're splitting the votes on the right, the kind of anti-Rishi votes, between Liz Truss, who is a reformer, and Penny Mordaunt, who isn't. So, you know, Britain really, really has a turning point here. You know, the continent equally finds itself in a crisis for many of the same reasons. They existed in this fantasy world that said, we can rely on renewable energy and shutter our nuclear power plants in Germany and let our nuclear industry in France kind of rot away because we'll just continue to have unlimited cheap supplies from places like Russia and our defense will be paid for by the United States and therefore we can just take August off. And now they're finding out that that's simply not true and they're scrambling. The International Energy Agency came out with a report in these last days and said, quote, the world is experiencing the first truly global energy crisis in its history, and said that even if places like Germany achieve, you know, 90% storage levels of gas, they're still going to have a problem because they have ignored sound governance for more than a decade, relying on a single supplier. It's a crisis of leadership, but it's just also a crisis of common sense. Why in the world would you ever rely on an authoritarian regime to supply, you know, your oil and your gas? That's just silly. And Europe is paying the price, and the people who rely on these leaders are gonna suffer mightily.
The connection between the economy in Europe and the economy in the U.S. is well established, a major trading partners. Europe is now talking openly of recession. The ECB is waking up. They're claiming they're going to move aggressively to solve inflation. We have the same story here, Mary. So your measure now, having just come from Europe, are they preparing for a bad patch? Is everybody pulling down the hatches and getting ready for bad weather?
Yeah, I think they're scrambling. Austria is talking about an electricity cap. Germany is trying to build LNG, you know, ports to receive LNG. You know, France is going to, you know, Algeria and Germany to, you know, to the UAE, to Azerbaijan to try to find alternative supplies. You know, U.S. energy exporters are maxing out, trying to get, you know, as much out the door as they possibly can. It's a scramble, and rightly so. We've seen every indication from Russia that Gazprom is, you know, getting ready to completely turn off the taps. They reduced gas deliveries to one of Germany's main utilities by 40%, and they've shut down for maintenance. It's unclear if they're going to open it up again. Yes. So yeah, it's a crisis, and right now Putin has the upper hand.
There's a food famine in Afghanistan. There are heat waves across the northern Mediterranean basin that are extremely damaging the crop. And there's an energy famine in Europe. What happens next is unknown. Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.